So two interesting Rambans and then a famous Ramban. Interesting Ramban is that when Yaakov gets to the Be'er, so he asks, do you know Lavan ben Nachor? Anyone know Lavan ben Nachor? He's my family. I'm looking for my family. He just arrived in the new country. Excuse me, was Lavan the son of Nachor? Lavan was the son of Besuel, who was the son of Nachor. So Lavan is the grandson of Nachor. Why is he asking Lavan ben Nachor? So the Ramban gives two ideas. One idea is that perhaps Besuel was a less quality person, a less known person. So therefore, you're not going to say someone, Chazal already says, the matter said Besuel had died in Parshas Chayisara because he tried to poison Eliezer Eved Avram. But either way, there's some reason you don't want to mention Besuel, so you go right to Nachor, you love him ben Nachor. The end of the Ramban says, no, there's not a reason to suppress Besuel's identity, there's a reason to highlight Nachor's identity. Why? Everyone in the family call themselves the children of Nachor, even though they were sons of Besuel or other brothers and sisters-in-law of Besuel, because Avram had such an impact on them that they remembered who was Avram's brother Nachor. They wanted to go back to the generation of Avram. Like I call myself, we're the 10th generation, I'm the 9th generation, my son's the 10th generation from the Vilna Gaon's brother. So he was a big Talmud Chacham, but the Vilna Gaon was such a personality and such a visitor from heaven that a 9th century after the Vilna Gaon's brother, everyone calls him the Vilna Gaon's brother. So you have a similar phenomenon here. Avram had such an impact that not just the family, but presumably, because he's asking the people at the well, do you know Lavan ben Nachor? Nachor reached fame and he was well known because he was Avram's brother. And what you're starting to see is that Vayetze is the sequel to Parshas Chayisara, where Chayisara, Eved Avram, comes, delivers news of Avram, delivers news about Hashem, delivers jewelry and riches, and all of a sudden, when Yaakov comes back two parshios later, this is a wealthy family, they have a homestead, people know about Avram, people are speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the trip in Chayisara is not just a logistical trip to find a bride for Yitzchak, it's part of Avram's agenda to spread knowledge of Hashem, to spread prosperity to people. People are talking about Avram. How are they talking about Avram and Vayetze? By referring to his brother Nachor as the head of the family. This is Nachor's family, not Besuel's family, because Avram was so iconic and was such an impactful person that people are referring to Lavan as the son of Nachor, not Avram's brother. He's Avram's nephew, even though he's Avram's great-nephew, because he was the son of Besuel. Another interesting highlight of how Avram had impacted this whole family. Why was Rachel the one who was drawing the water? Have you asked that question? Why was it Rachel, not Leah? Why was she the one who was tasked with drawing the water? So, one interesting Ramban is that it was hard for Leah's eyes. It was hard for Leah's eyes to draw the water. Leah had very poor eyes. Ene Leah Rakos. So especially that time of sunset, the sun's rays hit you, perhaps in a more powerful way, in a different way. So it's just very hard for Leah to be the water maid. So Rachel was the water maid while Leah was inside the house cooking cakes and grits and pancakes and whatever. So it was a division of labor. Okay, it makes sense. That's a practical answer. A separate answer is that it was a signal of the tzinus of the family because Rachel was the younger daughter. So she could go out to the well, and even though she'd be less able to defend herself, but she was younger, and therefore she'd be less of a sexual vulnerability. People wouldn't attack her. This was a very, very dangerous place to be at the well. At the end of the day, when it's turning into night and the herdsmen are gathering, how do we know it's a dangerous place to be? Moshe and the daughters of Yisro. They're being harassed. They're being abused. And Moshe has to rescue them. Rachel isn't being abused. It just can't lift up the stone. But they're being abused. The daughters of Yisro, Moshe has to rescue them. So it'd be dangerous to send out Leah, because Leah already is of an age in which she can be a target for sexual activity. Whereas Rachel evidently was much younger than her. We don't really know how old the difference between them, but Rachel was younger, and she's like a little girl going out with her baskets to collect some water, and she's less vulnerable to the attack of the herdsmen. And this, the Ramban says, it indicates the tznius of Lavan's family. And even though he's a swindler, and even though he's deceitful, and even though he's Lavan Arami, some of the tznius of Avram, some of the moral code of Avram, which was uncommon in that world, as we see in Mitzrayim, as we see in Avimelech, as we see in Stone. Some of that sneers about being protective of sexual integrity and not just exposing your daughters and not just saying just go out and get the water and what happens, happens. We don't see this. Of course, I wouldn't let my younger daughter be exposed, but in those days, sexual activity was, as I said, was far less of a crime. And people, you know, obviously they were punishing him. We'll see in Parshas Vayishlach for it. And you could have easily said, Rachel, go get water with Leah. But Laban said, Rachel, stay at home. I want you to be at home. So that's an interesting Ramban. Another Ramban is that all of a sudden, after Yaakov has his visitation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden he becomes Hercules. And he removes a stone from the top of the well, a stone that herdsmen couldn't remove, and he grabs him. What's the juxtaposition? He runs. So the Ramban writes that when you have this encounter with Hashem, it should energize you with more strength, and not just supernaturally and not just metaphysically, but the confidence and the optimism and the focus and so much of strength, physical strength, not just how strong our muscles are, but will and desire and optimism and confidence. And Yaakov is so confident, so as we would say, supercharged, so in the zone, that if he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it just shows, as the Ramban writes, Ki kove Hashem yachlifu koach v'yirasa titin oz. The people who search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives them that added layer of koach and an added layer of oz. We'll stop here because we've got to be a little brief on Mondays and Thursdays because she was 8:30. On the non-Mondays and Thursdays, we'll be a little bit longer, but I'll try to end every day by 8 o'clock or a little bit before. Okay, actually, 7:53, so you're good. You're fine today. Okay? And we're trying to make the shiurim a little shorter. Okay? Briefer.